This is KCUR. Earlier this month, nearly 40 public school districts in Kansas, including Olathe and KCK, requested money from the state's Extraordinary Needs Fund. Today, a group of state lawmakers will meet in Topeka to decide who gets the money and how much to give out. KCUR's Kyle Palmer spoke with KCUR's education reporter Sam Zeff to help shed light on the process.
Let's first start off by asking, what exactly is the Extraordinary Needs Fund?
So when the Kansas legislature decided to go to block grants last year, they did recognize that there may be some districts that may need additional funds. Block grants, of course, have frozen school district budgets for the next 2 years. So what they did was they withheld just a little bit of money from each district's block grant and created this pool of money, $12.3 million, that districts could apply for. For example, if they had extraordinary increase in enrollment, that's the case with Olathe and Kansas City, Kansas, or if they had an extraordinary decrease in property values. And that's what's happened a lot in western and southern Kansas, where property values are tied a lot to oil and natural gas, and that valuation has gone down. So those districts are applying for money based on a decrease in real estate valuation.
So for different reasons, districts are asking for money. Give us a little bit of context. How much money are we talking about for these districts? How much help is it going to give them?
Well, not too much. So there's $12.3 million in the pool. These districts, there's 38 districts and a total of 41 applications. So three districts are actually asking for additional money based on enrollment and a decreased valuation. So there's a request for a total of $15 million. So some districts are clearly not going to get as much money as that as they applied for. But still, the amount of money that they're asking for, Olathe, for example, is asking for $458,000 for an extra 200 to 300 students. That's $175, $176 million that they spend on classroom education. So in some ways, it's not a huge amount of money. But when you've cut classroom funding, Olathe would argue, every little bit helps.
So the districts ask for the money, and now the State Finance Council, which is led by lawmakers in Topeka, has to approve the money. Explain that process.
The State Finance Council is chaired by the governor and is made up of legislative leaders, and they make major financial decisions for the state when the legislature is out of session. This particular State Finance Council, of course, is dominated by Republicans. Seven of the nine members are Republicans. All very conservative. The two Democrats, the Senate leader and the House minority leader, are both there. They will have very little say in how that money is distributed.
There was a letter written to the districts after the 38 districts requested the funding. What was in the letter, and what did the lawmakers write to the districts?
Yeah, this was a little bit of a surprise to districts last week. Four of the members of the State Finance Council, House Speaker Ray Merrick and Senate President Susan Weigel leading that, asked the districts for five examples of how they have become more efficient in the use of money that they already have. This was a little bit of a surprise to districts. They had a deadline of last Friday. Those answers from these 38 different school districts will be part of the presentation later today at the State Finance Council meeting in Topeka.
In your reporting, you characterized that letter as hardball. Can you explain that? And what do you think is maybe behind that letter?
Well, the Republican members of the State Finance Council are budget hawks. Many of them have said numerous times that they believe that school districts in Kansas are inefficient, that they are not spending the money that taxpayers provide to them as well as possible. So the fact that they would issue this letter, demand a list of efficiencies, is really something that the block grant legislation didn't anticipate. But the State Finance Council is not independent, but certainly can make these requests as they decide how to distribute this money. But I can tell you that districts were taken back a little bit by it.
And you'll be covering the meeting of the State Finance Council today in Topeka.
absolutely 10 a.m. At the state capitol. I'll be live tweeting that. So if you don't follow me yet on the Twitter, you can do it. I'm at Sam Zeff. And then, of course, coverage later, KCUR.org, and, of course, on All Things Considered.
That was KCUR's Sam Zeff speaking with KCUR's Kyle Palmer.